ओम नमस्ते. थैंक यू एंड थैंक यू सो मच एवरीबडी फॉर देयर अमेजिंग रिस्पॉन्स ऑन द रीसेंट पॉडकास्ट फॉर द कॉमेंट्स एंड ऑल द अमेजिंग लिटिल इमोटिकॉन्स दैट यू बीन सेंडिंग मी अक्रॉस. थैंक यू सो मच. सो टुडे वी गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट समथिंग वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. I had a discussion with a very sweet friend whom I very fondly called Gulabo. We were having this conversation and for the first time I think she heard the word, which is my regular word, which is called programming. I believe we are all programmed. We are all programmed to behave in a certain manner. And the master key of the programming lies in the word fear. Yeah, that's right. It's the master word, which is the master key for all our emotions. It's what takes care of all our relationships. It's one, fear runs in everything. It is about everything. Programming means fear and fear means programming. If you have to be in alignment with this world, there is one word, which is programmed. And you are programmed by fear. I so wish we were also programmed with love. Life would have been different. So let's talk about, to make things easy, you know, before you think, oh my God, you know, Richa's passion for radio is coming to this, you know, she's talking about some weird programming. No, this is not my kind of programming. This is something which is, I've understood over a period of time. And I think that after talking about acceptability and after talking about accepting your truth, this is what we need to actually break. This is it, the programming. The programming to do, the programming to perform, and the, you know, the reason to excel, it's all programmed. We are programmed for everything. I'm not talking about any matrix or any conspiracy theories here. No, we are programmed by a reward and punishment kind of a thing. It's all conditioned. We are all conditioned. All relationships are conditioned. Everything is conditioned. No, I'm not a relationship kind of a person. I'm not a family kind of a person. I don't have any problems with their relationships. But wherever this terms and condition comes in, it's programmed. We are all programmed to behave in a certain manner. Isko bura na lag jaye, you know, this person, oh my God, I'm going to hurt this person with if I tell this. What if my parents get to know I'm gay? What will people think about them? I mean, people are going to question their genes. What if people get to know I love this specific kind of a man which is out of our community? What will people think? What will people think? What will people think about what? This is programming. If you have any of these thoughts in your mind, if you think about any of all these, my circumstances, what will my mother think, what will my father think, how will I do this, this is all programming. And yes, you are a victim of fear. You're not a victim of anybody else. You're a victim of your own fear, because you are think you are less capable. You don't think you deserve it. You're not a good person. You do bad things. Having this relationship is not the right thing. My friend, you feel it. If you feel that, it's a true feeling. You feel it. No matter whether it's temporary or permanent, if you feel it, you've got to express it. If you like something, it's there. You can't run away from it. If the kind of a person you are by faking this, you are only promoting this programming and you are letting the whole world know that you are okay with this fear. You were aligned by their norms, not because you love them. Your father will have a specific problem with me if he gets to know about this relationship. My mother will not like it if I'm talking to this person. You are programmed to know what you are supposed to do. You don't need to do anything as per anybody else. The programming is not anything else but your own fear. The truth inside you tells you to do things. I don't say that, you know, you go and fight with people, you go tell, at least keep your point there. The programming is to know that relationships are not for you to prove anything to them. You are not supposed to align with the society because you have to. You want to be a nice person. You are a civil person. You like people. You have manners. That's the only reason you align with them. You know, you go to a theater, you want to watch a movie, you go sit in a specific seat. Not because you want to make anybody happy, you do that. And that's what we are. We are good people basically. But this programming is something which starts giving us this guilt. This is throwing us, you know, oh, I'm not aligned with this right now, you know, I'm not, I must be wrong, you know, I'm having chicken on Tuesdays, this is my programming, I can't be doing something, okay, I don't have chicken at all now, I'm a vegetarian, a good one, but we all are programmed. What if my mother comes to know, what if my father gets to know, what if my friends know, wannabe kind of a thing, you know? Oh my God, you know, I have to. So the biggest reason why we chose topics of acceptability was to lay the foundation of understanding that this is where we start lying from. Then we talked about accepting yourself, how important this is. And today we are actually talking about this programming, the fear of why we don't actually want to accept that. Because it is the program. It is the program. We've been programmed to make others happy, whether it's by lies or hook or crook. by being fake selves, by lying to them, you know, we can come up with statements, you know, oh, doesn't matter, nobody bothers, and we become a victim. Yes, I like being a victim. But why? Why? I think you need to answer these questions to yourself. I'm just throwing the word programming with you right now. Next episode, hopefully we'll pick it up at a larger level. We'll talk more about this. But for right now, just keep this word with you. Programming. You are all programmed. We are all programmed. And what runs the most is fear. So keep thinking about it. Let it brew. And probably the next time we'll talk about what does this fear actually do that keeps us programmed to what we shouldn't be. And why you shouldn't be programmed. And what will happen if you're not programmed? Will you become an animal or something? So let's keep, you know, talking about it. And thank you.
You are listening to Podcast with Richard.